Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Scantron, and you're on Homo Ground.
You can subscribe to Homo Ground on iTunes, courtesy of Conversations, a full-service social media strategy company that specializes in what's most important when marketing your brand online. Conversations. Check them out at conversations.be.
Tonight, I have Clay Meisenheimer. Clay will be joining me to talk about his band, Clay Pigeons, and their upcoming EP release party, along with some other things. So let's start off with the first band tonight, and then we'll get moving and we'll pull Clay in. First stop tonight is Mara Levi in Brooklyn, New York. She was also in the band The Pushovers, so you might recognize her from that. But tonight we're going to play some music from her solo album called We Listen to Fools. And I've got the songs Happy Song, Gotta Get Out, and She Says She Knows.
Snap me out.
Mara Levi, based out of Brooklyn, New York, and if you want to check out more information, you could go to maralevi.com. Joining us now is Clay from Clay Pigeons. Clay, how long have you guys been together?
We've been playing together as the Clay Pigeons for almost a year. In May, it'll be a year. Before that, we were really just kind of like a little group of songwriters. We would just get together and workshop things and help each other with our own personal endeavors. And then eventually, it just kind of, we got a little more serious about it and decided to go out there and arrange some things, the same songs we've been working on, really, but kind of like arrange them for like a traditional four-piece band and getting out there and trying to gig and just kind of putting our craft out there for the world.
Who are the other members and how did you all meet?
It's so country. It's because like we're all from like the same sort of home hometown, but we either like met up later on or we knew each other from, you know, growing up. There's, besides myself, there's, and all these people live in Raleigh, David Jong, Austin Rudisell, and Dylan Myrick. We all just all kind of got together and decided, hey, let's form a band.
You're from Raleigh?
No, we're actually from a little podunk town towards Charlotte called Richfield, North Carolina, or Stanley County. Their latest claim to fame is that Kelly Pickler, country music singer extraordinaire and persona, is also from there. We actually went to high school with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, our new thing, I think our main goal is to sell Kelly Pickler a song. Just has to be, I don't know, just exploit that.
Up next is Led to See from Seattle, and Led to See is the solo project of Seattle violinist Alex Guy, who plays the viola, violin, and does everything, sings as well. I've got the songs Rust, This Moment, and Is This the Last Time?
Down, falling hard, I hit the earth and notice the crack. Is this the last time we'll feel this breaking apart into pieces of the whole? I hope.
That was Lead to Sea, and if you want to find out more information, you can go to leadtosea.com. We're here tonight with Clay from Clay Pigeons. So Clay, how long have you been making music?
I've been playing probably ever since I was about 15 or 16 years old. My family, they all played growing up and whatnot. Like, my dad and my mom were actually in a band together. They play a lot of like bluegrass, folk rock type of stuff. So it was always sort of like a family tradition, like an oral tradition type of thing, because my dad actually played with somebody who was a lot older than him, you know, like grew up, one of these guys like fought in World War II and whatnot, like that old. So like he would like have these songs that he would pass down to like him and his group of friends, and then he'd pass it down to me. So
awesome.
Like we play like a lot of old traditional stuff, just a lot of old mountain folk standards and stuff from like the Carter family and like Lead Belly and stuff like that.
So is that pretty much stuff that inspired you growing up?
Oh, yeah. Like, those are things that my dad kind of made me learn on the guitar. You know, he's like, you have to learn how to play the Wildwood Flower and know a couple of, like, Lead Belly songs before you can ever do anything else, you know? So it's just kind of, like, set the standard and it's kind of set the course. And so I kind of ran with that whole sort of traditional thing. Like, I try to keep it a little bit traditional. Kind of, you know, as much as I, like, love, like, punk and, like, sort of garage rock and stuff like that, I was kind of, like, just came back to like this roots type of music.
So let's play a song by Clay Pigeons. Up first is Railroad Blues.
I've been laying down these railroad tracks, I'm tearing up these dreams, cause what I need is a chosen path, not another dead end street. And if you see me going past with sparks beneath my feet, well then praise the Lord, I'm off my ass, I'm nowhere near complete. And I wonder what I'm doing, and I wonder if it's safe for the least confidential gamblers to go away his faith. And maybe I get lucky, maybe I can get a taste, but these tracks are on a record and I'll lead back to the same place. And expectations all should go hand in hand. Well, it's my set limitation to keep me where I stand. And if I just keep moving and I never stop and think, I can never be a victim of a life measured in blinks. And I don't know where I'm going, no, I never question why. I don't really think I'll make it, but I'm being forced to try. See, I really do appreciate it, I'm surprised you care at all. No, I just don't want to be here, I watch you see me fall. One day when I'm all talked down, I'll break it down and see that everything comes back to one, the place that tracks with me. So I'll tear up every railroad spot and I'll stand down my feet. See, the only person you ever needed convincing was me. But who the hell am I and how can I find out? And will I ever outrun the shadow of my doubts? You see, I'm riding my own Bible, not imposing on a theme. See, the only ghosts that scare me most are the ones that follow me.
That was Railroad Blues by Clay Pigeons. So tell us a little more about your new EP that's coming out.
Our first EP, which was very a very DIY sort of EP. So we've found an awesome guy, Eddie Snug. He has like a home recording studio, and he was really helpful in like getting us in there. And because this is like our first actual band and kind of like getting things together and do it kind of professionally. And so he kind of got us in the studio, showed us what to do, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. And it was really nice to have that and have a really professional sounding quality for the stuff. He's been a lot of help. And then my brother, who lives out in San Francisco, he has done the artwork for it.
Oh, cool.
The album release party is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, at the Poor House in Raleigh. The plan is just kind of like tour around sort of in the triangle area of, you know, Raleigh, Durham, and whatnot, and just kind of keep spiraling out of the state.
I'm going to play another track by Clay Pigeons. This song is called All You Have.
The Amber Rivers run faster than I can keep up. Now the current's caught my baby and I'm just out of luck. They say the going gets tough, when tough get gone, and just soon avoid the fight, leave you here and go home. Ah, what have you done to the man I love? He kept his arms wrapped around in that picture light. Once 2 o'clock hits, I'll have to pick him up. Once 2 o'clock hits, I'll have to pick him up. Well, I never thought it could be this bad. Hell, you could sell a soul for every drink you'd ever had. And when he leaves, I wish he'd never come back. And if he didn't cut and blame him, hell, I'm just as bad. What I've done to the man. Yeah, I guess he's good enough.
but he tells me that he loves me. Inside I know that it ain't true, but still he tells me that he loves me. But I guess that's really up to you. Paying what you owe and work for what you need. And if I keep thinking thoughts like these, I'm gonna lose the only thing that meant the thing to me. I'll lose the only thing that ever meant the thing to me. Well, whatever happened to the man I had? Well, he left me thinking maybe he could come back. Now my baby ain't perfect, but he's not so bad. You see, it's easy.
That was All You Have. With me, I've got Clay from Clay Pigeons. So what was it like growing up in the South?
In the South, you don't really have a lot of like openly gay people out there that are kind of catering to a broader audience. You know, it's mm-hmm. like a lot of times, like if you're out there and you are yourself and you're out in public, like you kind of like have your own group of people that will come see you. But I'm hoping to just kind of like break some barriers, maybe yeah. like get a lot of people out there, have little old ladies live, you know. That's awesome. I feel like it's broad enough to incorporate a lot of that. I didn't really have like anybody like to look up to, you know, in that respect. And you just like see all these tragic stories of openly gay rock stars, you know, openly or closeted like rock stars where things just end horribly. And like I think of like the Germs with like Darby Crash, where, you know, he ends up killing himself or like ODing just because he just can't really like handle the pressure of not being out. One guy that I really like from like the 70s was this guy, Joe Bryath, and he was supposed to be like America's answer to David Bowie. And he was like the first openly gay like rock star and first like mass marketed rock star. Oh, wow. He was just out there and he was like this really flamboyant, lots of like theatrics and everything, but like with really good like just like classic glam rock music. But the world just wasn't ready for him, and so he just kind of like got swept under the rug and his stint ended. And that's something that I always think about, like there's the danger in being out and mm-hmm. having that affect your career, but I hope that's not even an issue anymore.
How old were you when you came out?
God, I was like 20. I waited until I told my parents like right after the first time I'd ever played out anywhere. It was even at a church. Yeah, it was at this church because this guy from the 50s, he was a member of the Grand Ole Opry, like knew Patsy Cline and all this
oh,
stuff.
Wow.
His name's George Hamilton IV. Older people would know who he is, but I guess mm-hmm. he's just kind of like the run of the Grand Ole Opry. But we opened for him, and so like it went really well and whatnot. So I was like, this is a perfect opportunity. Just sit around, I was like, this is awkward. I don't really want to talk about it, but this is who I am. This is it. And there you go. It's never really been a big issue. My brother's also gay.
Okay.
Yeah. And so like, I think he softened the blow a little bit.
You?
Yeah, so.
So were you still living in your hometown at that time?
Or? No. I had moved out in Wilmington, like kind of had my own life going on there. But yeah. That's actually what kind of got me started writing. It was kind of like a good place to vent was songwriting, mm-hmm. being closeted and not really feeling like I could tell anybody. And I couldn't really relate to any of like the gay community that I saw. I didn't feel like I related to them, and I can't, you know, find a place for myself. So I just kind of like became really introverted and
yeah.
just kind of kept it all inside, but like writing it down and putting in songs and kind of like sneaking things here and there. And the songs kind of helped me, and being able to like play it to people and still not know, that's kind of like, you know, pulling one over on them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I kind of got that same release.
And where can people go to find out more information about you guys?
You can check us out. We have a Reverb Nation page. It's at reverbnation.com/claypigeons. I think our Facebook is just facebook.com/claypigeonband.
I'm going to close out the show with Life in the City. Thanks for listening to Homo Ground, and thanks for joining us tonight, Clay.
Well, thank you. This has been fun.
Oh,
one-night standard of a time well forgotten. It leaves a man hungry and bewildered by guilt. My forehead's aching, my ego is shaking, and I wish that I was a bottle of pills. And it's the one more shot for the wee morning hours, then two for the one who's left me this way. Life's so, so trendy here inside the city, and I think I'll never go back there again. Maybe my heart can be trained like the others, rewired and rebooted to not feel this pain. And I feel half crazy for thinking that maybe the one I fought for will pick me up again. And it's the one more shot for the wee morning hours, and two for the one who's left me this way. Life's so, so trendy inside the city, and I think I'll never go back there again. Like full whips of leather, my engines have weathered the bruises from being just one of the boys. Now I ain't complaining, but man, it is draining, even if we remain just mutual toys. And it's a one more shot for the wee morning hours, and two for the one who's left me this way. And life's so, so trendy here inside the city, and I think I'll never go back there again. And it's a one more shot for the wee morning hours, and two for the one who have left me this way. He's a so pretty and still in the city, but I think I'll never go back there again. And I know I'd rather not go back there again.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.